Welcome back to Nachyomi. We are up to Perek Yud Ches, chapter 18 of Sefer Shmuel Beis. So David gathers the troops together and establishes three groups. One third under Yoav, one third under Avishai ben Tsruya, who is Yoav's brother, and one third under Ittai Hagiti. David tells them that I'm going to march with you, but they say, no, it's better for you to stay home, support us from afar. Better to not have the king on the front lines because they'll all want to give their lives for them. It won't be a good situation. So he listens to them. David specifically tells them that although they're going to war with his son Avshalom, that they should go easy on him. Tragically, 20,000 men end up dying. They meet up with Avshalom, who encounters... then we meet up with Avshalom, who encounters David's followers, and we're told that Avshalom was riding on a mule, and the mule passes under some sort of a low-hanging branch, and his hair gets stuck in the tree, and the mule then goes on without him, and so he's sort of hanging there from this tree by his hair. And then the men of David tell Yoav that they see Avshalom hanging from a tree by his hair. Yoav says he should have killed him then when you saw him, but they tell Yoav they would never kill Avshalom, who's the son of David, even though he's done all these terrible things. But Yoav himself goes and kills Avshalom, takes three darts, puts it in his chest, and he is still partially alive. And the Navi tells us that he's beaten by the arms bearers, all 10 of them, of Yoav. And Yoav then throws the body of Avshalom into a pit, and all of the soldiers flee. Achi Ma'atz ben Sadok says that he's going to tell David what happened. But Yoav tells him, no, you shouldn't go. And he sends a Cushi, says the Navi, to go and run towards David to tell him. But Achimatz follows behind him, gets to David first, tells him all is well, that things are good now. It doesn't say exactly anything explicitly about what happened, nor does he say that Avshalom is dead. David then sees this Cushi, and he asks him about his son, and he vaguely delivers the news that Avshalom is unfortunately, but also fortunately, was killed, so that David can now reign supreme over the Jewish people once again. That brings us to the end of Perek Yud Ches, and wish everyone a beautiful day.